Melissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to hour number one right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And the 2016, the NBA playoffs continue. It's great to have back with us inside the Quicken Loans studios, our very own from YSR, Joe George. Good evening, Joe.
What's up, Big E? How are you?
Hey, it is a great weekend of basketball. Let's first start with one of the hot sports takes from this past week. Veteran NBA star and ESPN analyst Tracy McGrady, his thoughts on Steph Curry as the NBA's first unanimous MVP. He says that the league is watered down. True or false?
False. It is so false. Look, I understand where he's coming from, that he thought LeBron James deserved at least one vote. I'm really surprised that he didn't. I'm not going to say I'm an expert on the voting process here or when the votes happen, but I'm pretty sure the votes happen during the playoffs. And I just really believe that if Steph Curry doesn't get injured in the playoffs, then he doesn't look like he will be the unanimous MVP, that someone would have voted for LeBron. But when Steph got hurt, you saw how bad the Warriors were at times and how much they struggled without him to win and close out games versus the Rockets and the Blazers. So I think that's why he got the unanimous MVP. But the NBA is not watered down. There are stars everywhere. Even the worst teams in the NBA have potential superstars. The only team that doesn't right now is probably the Philadelphia 76ers. Mm-hmm. Like, and even then, they have Jahlil Okafor. They have Joel Embiid, who hasn't played yet. They have Nerlens Noel, who can be a star in his own right, like a DeAndre Jordan. So it's possible that every single team will have a superstar in the next couple of years. So I think he's wrong. I think he's dead wrong. I don't know where he's coming from. He's just another old man talking about getting off my lawn. That's all it is.
You're saying he's a grumpy old man. That's right, Joe?
Yeah, he's a grumpy old man because he didn't live up to his potential because he couldn't stay healthy, and he never won an MVP. And I love Tracy McGrady. He's one of my favorite players of all time. He might be my favorite player of all time besides Allen Iverson, frankly. I mean, but it's just a ridiculous comment, and I'm tired of these old school guys just slamming on all the young guys for what they do. It's a different NBA. In a lot of ways, it's a better NBA, and I just don't get why he thinks he has the right to disrespect him. What have you done, Tracy? You had to sign on with a 10-day contract with the Spurs, or like a one-year contract for like half a season to try to win a championship, and you didn't even do that. So I don't get what he's complaining about.
Hey, we're breaking it all down. Joe George is back with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Lots of NBA news and notes to get into. And it is a little bit puzzling, mystifying, Joe, why players of the past don't embrace fully the talents, the gifts, and all that Steph Curry has done for the league. Why do they continue to disrespect him? It's not just Tracy McGrady.
Oh, no, it's Barkley. It's everyone possible that is on TV, that has the chance to do a radio interview or a TV interview. You know, it's the Oscar Robertsons. It's like they all feel like they need to go out and talk trash about these guys. The only guy, honestly, who I feel like has given full respect to Steph Curry is AI, is that's Allen Iverson. He's like, I think he said that he sees so much of himself in Steph Curry and the way he plays basketball. And I see that too. And Steph's just a little more efficient in what he does than Iverson was, and a little more controlled. But look, I just don't think they want to accept that the three-point shot is the new dunk. They don't want to accept that the defense isn't as, you know, intense. They don't want to accept the fast break style. They want to go back to the basket. I just don't understand why they all feel that it's so wrong. Like, why would we want to watch back to the basket basketball right now? Who in the NBA can legitimately play good back to the basket basketball? Besides, like, Anthony Davis. And even then, he would get just smushed by like Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, there would be no competition. Alonzo Mourning, they would dominate these guys in the paint. But that's not the NBA now. Things change. The NFL has changed. Major League Baseball has changed. Sports change. Life changes. I don't get why they're so upset. They're just grumpy old men, it seems like.
So what is your view of Steph Curry among NBA greats? I mean, he's the first, obviously, to, as we were talking about, the first to win NBA's top award unanimously.
I don't really take that much in the unanimous MVP thing, in all honesty. I just think that in the past, writers felt like there were these rules where you couldn't have an unanimous MVP, so they were going to be that guy who did it. They were going to be that guy who then the next day got thousands and thousands and thousands of clicks on their website because they didn't vote for LeBron James. So I just kind of don't really buy into it. I just think it's not that special because I think it is great that he is unanimous. He does deserve it, but it's the voting process to me is just, it's a little unbiased. It's a little biased. I don't really like it all that much. I think if it was anonymous, that it would be a lot better because they could vote for whoever they wanted for and not get killed on social media for it. I saw immediately when Draymond Green got two votes for second place. I saw people on Twitter. They immediately found out that one of the guys was for OrlandoMagic.com. And he got slammed for it by some people. I don't want that. I don't want to put my name on that if I'm going to get killed for stating my opinion. So you just vote for Steph and you get it over. It's great. I don't put Steph anywhere near the all-time great stuff yet because he just hasn't done it for a long enough period of time for me. 2 years just doesn't get it done. But if he wins a championship this year and then he keeps doing it, that conversation is going to change very quickly.
We are quickly running out of time. Joe George, YSR, back with us with our NBA news and notes. Did you have a chance to watch Dwight Howard's intervention on Inside the NBA? How did you feel about his interview on TNT?
Super uncomfortable.
Okay, tell me why.
Because, first of all, it was totally staged. Like, he knew all those questions were coming. He should not have been able to be that well spoken and be that well prepared for it. But he's
very comfortable.
No, that's my problem. He was too comfortable. Dwight Howard is clearly a super intelligent man. We all know that. Mm-hmm. He's super well spoken. But when someone's going to start just coming at you for smiling too much, for not working hard, for not liking your teammates, for breaking up locker rooms, you shouldn't be calm. Like, you should feel, like, you should see some resentment on his face. They had to prep him for it. I know they were probably worried it was going to be a total train wreck. And then it was weird for me, too. Kenny Smith interviewed for the Rockets job the same day, and he was literally sitting right next to him. That was super bizarre.
Okay, so what do you think is going to be the best spot for Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard's tough because, like we talked about, the back-to-the-basket basketball is really kind of gone. Dwight Howard is really more of a rebounder now who can contribute, like, 14 points a game realistically. So I think Milwaukee is heading in a direction that's a little bit different than everyone else in the NBA. They're going with Giannis Antetokounmpo as their point guard. So he's like, what, 6'9"? I mean, that's going to be so different than anything we've ever seen before or since Magic Johnson really being that tall of a point guard. So maybe since they're already kind of looking in a different direction of how Jason Kidd's going to operate with that basketball team as their coach, maybe he fits there. But honestly, I don't really know where he fits because he just doesn't fit today's NBA, but someone will take a run on him. I mean, someone's going to give him a shot with the contract going, I mean, the salary cap going up all this much. Someone's going to give Dwight Howard. He's not done yet. He's just going to be different. You know, he's a rebounder. He's a defender. He's not a jump shooter.
Do you envision perhaps that he could make a fit up in Dallas?
I think Dallas would work. I think Rick Carlisle's a guy who can make it work with basically anyone. The only guy we've seen him fail with in a relationship, well, reportedly one of the worst dudes in the league at time, and that's Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think he can get the most out of Dwight Howard. I think that makes a lot of sense, especially with Dirk opting out apparently, but says he's going to come back. I mean, but
and Chandler Parsons is going to be there as well.
Yeah, and if they have a good relationship, that'd be great. I think it'd be a good fit for him. He could stay in Texas, where you know there's state taxes, which is great. I mean, so he can get that benefit, which he can sign a little bit less of a contract and still get his bonus by not paying state taxes. So I think it would be a good fit for him. I think it makes a lot of sense because Rick Carlisle, once again this year, he proved to me that. Well, he proved me wrong because at first I didn't think he was that great of a coach. And then I really watched this NBA season. I was like, I sound like a total idiot. He is one of the top five. He is by far one of the top five coaches in the NBA. What he gets out of those rosters with the lack of talent they have is absolutely incredible. And he'd get the most out of Dwight Howard more than anyone else.
Always some strong opinions from Joe George right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. What a great way to get things going here in hour one. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Stick around. Much more coming your way. We're going to go around the horn with Tim Kirchen of ESPN.